a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 45 degrees.
Crash on I-80, backing traffic up towards State Street. I'm Andy Farnsworth. We start this half hour with breaking news at the U of U, where a settlement has been reached between the school and the parents of a murdered student athlete.
The Lauren McCluskey case began 2 years ago when she first reported threatening behavior from a former boyfriend. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, we've been told those settlement details will be released at 10 this morning, and the University of Utah President Ruth Watkins will join the parents of Lauren McCluskey to talk about it. 2 years ago this month, Lauren was shot and killed outside her dorm at the U of U. She was a student athlete on the track team, about 6 months away from graduating. She met Melvin Rowland at a downtown bar, found out he was lying to her about his background. It grew to stalking and abuse and extortion. Her family sued, saying police did not do enough when Lauren reached out to them for help. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Well, as Mary just told you, the U of U will hold that news conference at 10 o'clock this morning to talk about the settlement, and Lauren McCluskey's parents are expected to be there. We'll have live coverage on KSL News Radio during Dave and Dujanovic.
Debbie Dujanovic has been following this story closely for 2 years and joins us live with her thoughts ahead of the news conference. Debbie, at times, I guess the U of U and McCluskey's parents seemed very far apart on a potential settlement.
Well, in fact, settlement negotiations fell through on the first lawsuit, and then the McCluskey's filed a second multi-million dollar lawsuit. I mean, the University of Utah was facing tens of millions of dollars in lawsuits here from the McCluskey family. And I think what this is going to show us today, and my hope is that what Lauren's legacy will become is one for change, for public safety and improved public safety on campuses, not only at the University of Utah, but across Utah, because we all know the story all too well now that Lauren had contacted the University of Utah police over and over and over and over again, some 20 times, and that, you know, Mrs. McCluskey, Jill McCluskey, has often stated that her daughter's calls and cries for help were ignored by the police department. With both sides being at this news conference today, it tells me that a settlement's been reached for improved safety on campus. And hopefully now we'll see some major, major changes. Although you would say we've already, you know, implemented some changes, I think the McCluskeys would agree with me to say more could be done.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get monetary explanations today, but we certainly could find out about some changes that the U of U will make.
I think you're right, Tim. I mean, certainly there's going to be a monetary, settlement, I would think. But more importantly for all students at the University of Utah, there's got to be ongoing changes and also, audits of what's going on up there regarding how they're handling public safety on campus.
Yeah, we'll look forward to your coverage of that. The press conference happening right in the middle of Dave and Dujanovic, and they'll be here, by the way, at the top of the hour on KSL.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has advanced Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court. A full vote is now expected to happen on Monday.
ABC's Devin Dwyer says Democrats protested by not showing up for the committee vote this morning.
Highly unusual. I mean, we haven't seen in modern times Democrats not show up to vote for a nominee to the Supreme Court. Democrats have been pretty firm in saying that this is unprecedented in its speed. This nomination, if she is in fact confirmed Monday or early next week, would be one of the fastest in modern history, just about 30 days. The average is 70.
The nomination was approved with 12 Republicans voting for it, 10 Democrats obviously not present.
President Trump and Democratic challenger former Vice President Joe Biden are set to square off in their final debate tonight. Some Trump advisors are urging him to trade his aggressive demeanor for a lower-key style, hoping Biden will get himself in trouble with verbal gaffes. There were supposed to be three debates, but the second was canceled after Trump got COVID-19 and then objected to the resulting revised format. Our coverage of the debate begins at 7 o'clock tonight on KSL News Radio and the KSL News Radio app.
A multi-state lawsuit aimed at overturning the Affordable Care Act was just one of the many points of disagreement between the candidates running for Utah Attorney General.
No one's going to have their health insurance coverage taken away. The court's not going to allow that. No, they're not,
Greg. Of course they are.
Let me finish.
If you do away with the Affordable Care Act, there won't be affordable care. Don't say that.
Greg,
you're lying. Don't say that.
No, absolutely.
During their only debate, Republican incumbent Sean Reyes and Democratic challenger Greg Skordas also sparred over the issues of police reform and Black Lives Matter.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.